Good morning. A UVF link group in East Belfast has agreed a flags protocol, which they say will end the flying of illegal paramilitary flags. The Irish News reports that the East Belfast Community Initiative has said that only legal flags will be flown, with a limit placed on how long they will be displayed. The group says the only UVF flags on display will be historical ones commemorating its role in the First World War. Jimmy Bryson speaks on behalf of the East Belfast Community Initiative. Good morning to you, Jimmy.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. First of all, who are these people in this community initiative? Are there many?
Well, as has been made clear a number of times, the East Belfast Community Initiative take on the role of mediating on behalf of ex-combatants linked to East Belfast UVF, and that is the role that they have played in this.
Well, when we say they, Jimmy, just for clarity, are there many?
Community stakeholders. Well, yes, there's a vast number of people, and the groups that would be linked into East Belfast Community Initiative take in a vast amount of people and a vast amount of loyalist communities covering areas in East Belfast, North Down and Newton Arch.
Who runs it?
Yes, there's a vast amount of people. Well, we're not here to have an in-depth discussion about the setup.
We have to understand it, don't we? Because you know, I could set up a Nolan initiative this morning and say that I'm controlling all the burgers in Belfast. So who runs it? Is there a chief executive? Are you in charge of it?
Well, let's follow the logic of that. If you set up saying that you've done all the burgers, well, if you couldn't deliver all the burgers, then people would quite quickly see that, as a matter of fact, that the emperor had no clothes. So, in fact, the proof of the pie will be in the eating. Yes. The East Belfast Community Initiative has made a commitment in relation to particular areas of influence in East Belfast, North Down, Newton Arch. If that is not delivered upon, then it will be quite clear that the East Belfast Community Initiative is just a group that's been plucked out of the sky, the same as you saying that you're on the burger stall. So
sure, no, I don't think it's been plucked out of the sky, but I am interested in who's in charge. Are you running it?
There's a number of people, there's a committee of people involved who take on different roles within the East Belfast Community Initiative.
And I'm nearly done with this, and then we'll talk about the flags protocol. The East Belfast Community Initiative then, you're clearly part of running it. Are there any active paramilitaries running it?
Well, I don't know any active paramilitaries.
Really?
Yes. You do know it would be illegal to be a member of a paramilitary organisation.
I'm very aware of that. You don't know any active paramilitaries.
Well, Stephen, let's follow your line of questioning. You ask me, do you know any active paramilitaries?
Yes.
If I say yes, the next question is, why do you not report them to the police? If I say no, you say I don't believe you. So we're going to go down in circles with that, aren't we?
Okay, so you don't know any active paramilitaries, so you're not sure whether there are any active paramilitaries in this East Belfast Community Initiative, but they've got the clout, this initiative, to influence the act of UVF?
Well, the East Belfast Community Initiative speaks to mediators who mediate with the UVF, so that is the role of the East Belfast Community.
You're one of those mediators, are you?
And that's all who the mediators are is of no consequence or no relevance. But again, we've had this before. If you ask me, am I one of those mediators, and you will say, who do you talk to? And then the next question will be, will they report those persons to the police because they're a member of a paramilitary organisation? And if I say, no, I'm not one of the mediators, you'll say, I don't believe you.
What I'm trying to get to here, Jimmy,
I can't win. These are loaded questions. Sure. Let's talk about the positive.
Well, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but here's where we're moving on now. But here's what I'm trying to get to. I think that before we talk about this protocol, we need to bring some scrutiny around. Here is now a procedure in Northern Ireland, and many people might welcome it, right? And I get that. But here's a procedure in Northern Ireland now where there is a group, we don't know who's in it. There is at least a suspicion that there might be active paramilitaries, certainly liaising with it at least. Is this the way Northern Ireland's going to work now? That rather than going through properly set up statutory bodies, you know, men who may be part of paramilitary groups now have control and issue these protocols in Northern Ireland?
Well, what this is about is trying to make sure that the cultural expression is positive and trying to do something positive. And that is what the East Belfast Community Initiative has done. That is what the associated groups have done. And they have tried to self-regulate in a positive way. They have given a commitment to abide by the law. You know, what more do you want from people? You know, the Community Initiative has said that the associated
groups... How can illegal organisations, which the UVF is, give a commitment to abide by the law?
Well, they're abiding by the law in relation to the flag protocol.
But not abiding by the law when they shoot people and issue drugs and racketeer.
Well, hold on.
So they're going to abide by the law now with flags, but continue to shoot and maim.
Here we go, and this is a key point. This is a key point because it just goes to show that no matter what loyalism does, you know, if loyalism comes out and says, people complain about flags, so loyalism makes this positive step to say, well, we're only going to fly legal flags. We're going to abide by the law on that issue that people have made contentious. We're going to adhere to the law. A very important point, people still complain. So it doesn't matter what you do, people will complain. This is a positive announcement. And no matter how many times and how much people complain, all that shows up is the fact that they actually don't want any unionist culture about the place. That is the key point in all this. You know, I've already seen Sinn Féin's press officer, who he must be up to crack at dawn, taking himself on to Twitter, complaining this morning. And what that says to me is, Sinn Féin don't care whether flags are legal, well, illegal.
Well, clearly the press, hold on a minute, clearly the press officer would dispute that. We need to be careful. And I'm sure Sinn Féin would have no problem with
If you contact Sean McGuire, we
would need to give him a right to reply before we start talking about him on the radio this morning. Right. Why don't we talk about these protocols? What are they? How are they going to work?
Well, the protocol is that the flags will be erected on the 1st of June and the flags will be removed as close as possible to the 20th of September, but certainly no later than the 7th of October. So you won't see flags in the areas of influence of East Belfast Community Initiative flying in November, December, tattered and torn.
So they'll go beginning of June and come down October?
Yeah, and just let me be clear on that before.
That's 4 months.
Let me just be clear on that. This flag protocol comes into effect today. It won't apply that respectively. So any communities that have already put their flags up at this point in time, we're not going to take the ludicrous approach of sending those people take these flags down for 7 or 8 days and put them back up again. So the protocol comes into effect today and we hope it will operate effectively. And I'm quite sure in the areas of influence and those who have committed to this, it will operate effectively and only legal flags will fly. And I think that's the important point in this, is that these flags that are put on public lampposts will be within the law, and therefore, you know, adherence to the rule of law is a key part. Is a key part in any democratic system, and I think everybody should welcome that. Who could complain about that?
Well, some people might complain about UVF on them, or whether you're describing them as commemorative or not.
Well, the issue it's not the fault of the East Belfast Community Initiative what the law is. The law is clear. UVF commemorative flags are not illegal. They are legal flags. The PSNI have been clear they are legal flags. But, you know,
even if they are legal, why should they go up? What is to gain from a UVF flag being up within the community?
Let's follow that up.
On public lampposts.
Okay, let's just follow this to its logical conclusion. So if the argument is that what is the purpose of putting a flag up? So some people might like to commemorate the First World War and the sacrifice made within their communities by the 36th Ulster Division and the Ulster Volunteer Force. So some people might like to do that. Some people might also like to fly the Union flag. So if we take the logic of saying, well, why put a legal commemorative flag up? Well, then the next step is, well, why put a legal Union flag up? And then the next step is, why put any flags up at all?
Yeah, well, rather than get on to all of these next steps, you say some people might think, I dare say some people might also think that this is this community initiative group trying to find a loophole in order to keep UVF flags up, keep the name UVF in a community, intimidate people that might be frightened of paramilitaries who put on balaclavas and beat them up and shoot them and peddle drugs and racketeer. And that's what some people might think, Jamie, that this is a wind-up to suggest that this is about commemoration, when actually it's about keeping the UVF's name in the heart of communities.
Well, let's not deal with the agendas of people that may put forward such opinions. Let's deal with the lawful fact. The lawful fact of the matter is that these flags are legal. Those people putting those flags up are not in breach of the law. They are not promoting a prescribed organisation. That is what the law says. The law is the social contract, if you like, that binds us all together, and everybody is equal under law.
Well, we're talking about our communities here. You don't think it'd be better not to have the UVF up within communities?
Our communities are governed by the law, and the law states that these flags are legal. That is not the fault of the East Belfast Community Initiative. That is not the fault of loyalism. That is the law, and they are abiding by the law.
Dan in Belfast has a question this morning about this. Then we'll talk to Jude Collins as well. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Go ahead.
Jimmy, first question, two questions here. First question is, do you not think it's about high time that paramilitary organisations get wrapped up and went away? You know what I mean? Do you not think it's high time that, you know, we have a Northern Ireland where there is no symbolicism of paramilitaryism? Because bringing in the UBF as, you know, somebody, people that died in the war. You know, yes, remember the 36th Ulster Division, but not in the way that it's perceived as their murderous background of what they're, you know, what we know as. And that's what they're perceived as, Jimmy. And it doesn't embrace, it actually causes division within the society. And the second question I want to ask is, Jimmy, when unification of our country happens, will you respect our flag flying from the City Hall, the Irish Tricolour? I put that to you.
That's, we've woke up in quite a fantasy land today. I'll deal with the first point. The first point is, in relation to the transition and civilianisation of the UVF, that has been dealt with by the UVF themselves within their own public statements that they have made from, I think, 2007, I think almost perhaps 2009, and most recently through the Loyalist Communities Council. So the UVF have given a commitment to transitioning and moving into a civilianised organisation, and I support those commitments. So that's that point out. With
do you
the
support the UVF?
The point, well, it would be illegal to support the UVF. That would be in breach of the Terrorism Act, wouldn't it?
So you don't support the UVF?
It would be illegal to support the UVF. That would be in breach of the Terrorism Act.
Well, so that, therefore, so you should be able to say, no, I don't support the UVF.
I support the rule of law. I always support the rule of law.
Oh, did you support it when you were going to buy the shorts, Ron?
Hi.
Here's Jude Collins this morning. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jude.
Well, you've nearly made all the points that I was going to make, and your caller has made most of them. I'd welcome with Jimmy, I would welcome, in fact, anything that would diminish the social and political pollution. Flags flying, especially illegal flags. Just clarify one point for me, because I'm not quite clear. Maybe Jimmy's a legal expert, he'll be able to help us here. Is the flying of flags on lampposts, is that legal or illegal?
It's somewhat of a grey area, but it's certainly not illegal, put it that way. But the point in relation to the display of flags, how the flags in of themselves are not legal illegal. It's well the display of such that would be a breach of the Terrorism Act in terms of inviting support for a prescribed organisation. Obviously, the 36th Ulster Division and the 1912 UVF were not prescribed organisations, so therefore the display of such is not illegal. So,
sorry, go ahead, June.
I was going to say, well, I would agree also with the caller that most people realise that, of course, there was a UVF and there was a First World War. But when we see UVF flags going up now, we know what the signal is. That certainly may be looking back to the First World War, but it's also looking at the present in terms of the UVF. In 1998, the Good Friday Agreement was signed. IRA decommissioned its arms eventually. The UVF, as I understood, was supposed to have decommissioned its arms and dissolved itself. It does appear to be a rather healthy organization for one that has purged itself out of existence some years ago, or was supposed to have. And by the way, isn't this question of when flags can be flown and when they can't be, isn't that a matter for the PSNI rather than the UVF for the East Belfast Community Initiative?
Why would it be a matter for the PSNI? It's not a criminal offence. So what would the PSNI have to do with it?
Yeah, but why are they saying, you have a group, this group, a non-elected group, which is saying, we will allow the flying of flags, we will see to it that the flying of flags occurs, starts at the beginning of June and ends at the latest by the 7th of October. What a strange thing. If I get a group of people together and I said, listen, I'm going to say when flags will be flown in this area for the next 4 months or whatever, would you not say, oh, why are you being allowed to make these decisions?
Well, Jude, it's about every bit as strange as a West Belfast festival doing away with the majority of the public and internment bonfires and instead having a community festival. Are you going to go and ask the West Belfast festival who do they think they are to put an end to those?
No, they just hold the festival.
Follow the logic of your own point.
But Jude, on paper, there's maybe some validity to what you're saying, Jude, but we know in Northern Ireland the paramilitary groups have control. My goodness, it's such an obvious thing to say, isn't it? It may be shocking, but we know it to be a reality.
And is that ever going to change?
Well, let me put the question to you, Jude. And because it is a reality in Northern Ireland, should people like within this initiative not at least be complimented that they are trying to put some parameters around the flying of flags, that they are trying to come up with a protocol rather than them saying it'll happen whenever.
Yes, I would be in favour. I would compliment anybody who's trying to do away with the flying of flags, which are divisive in this community. I would completely agree with that, and I would commend the UVF or the East Belfast Community Initiative, whoever they are, for doing that. I'm just raising a broader question, which is, should these people have the right to tell people when flags will fly or not fly? And really, you know, if we're just supposing, I mean, it's sort of daft, this question of the UVF flag being a World War One symbol and not something to do with the more modern UVF. If the IRA, or if someone was to put up old flags which were representative of the IRA during the 1919-22 period, and say, well, that we're just commemorating, that has nothing to do with the IRA and the more recent troubles, don't you think people would be outraged by that?
No, actually, because have you seen the Black Hunger Strike flags that go up all the time? Have you seen the D Company IRA flags?
Hold on a second.
Former Deputy First Minister of this country went to Loch Gall and stood up and commemorated mass murderers and IRA men and Sinn Féin do it all day of the week. The name officers after the IRA men.
Completely different. You're talking about something completely different.
Hold on. If
you're raising a hair you want me to chase after, which I won't chase after.
You're going to raise the point about people being outraged about commemorations and about flags.
I didn't say anything about commemorations. I said nothing about commemorations.
But does he not have a point, Jude, that you know, there would be many people within the unionist community that would be outraged at some of the commemorations and some of the naming of buildings, for example, after people aligned to the UDA, children's play parks.
You're talking about Royal Avenue and Queen's Bridge and King's Hall and Prince Edward Way.
Talk about the Lehman Police Play Park.
Let's come back to the point. What we're dealing with here is the flying of flags. And your point was that the UVF flags flying are to commemorate the men who died in World War One of the UVF. Most people, I'm arguing, would say, okay, we will concede that, but we also know that that's a signal about a much more recent UVF. And in fact, apparently, a UVF that still exists. I'm saying, if you had IRA flags, which were referring to 1919-22 period, and those are flown, wouldn't most people be right in saying, that's really, really a signal about the IRA today or in the more recent troubles?
And let me just make one point, and
Hold on, Jude, let's respond.
The IRA and Sinn Féin don't even have the decency or common sense to try and make the displays of IRA terrorism historic. They're just quite open and blunt that they actually support IRA terrorism.
IRA terrorism doesn't exist now. Are you saying IRA exists now?
Yes, well, that's the assessment of the PSNI. They murdered a man in 2015.
Alison Morris writes in the Irish News, East Belfast was the hub of the flag protests, and so it will surprise many. It is this area of the city first to agree a new protocol. The terms are detailed in this newspaper with comments from the recently formed East Belfast Community Initiative. It's no secret, she writes, that the community group is close to the thinking of the leadership of the East Belfast UVF. With the continuing fracturing of loyalism, Alison writes, East Belfast loyalists were seen very much in the non-conforming bad UVF camp, a more radical and militant faction of the organisation. And now they're coming up with protocols, Jude. Here's JT on the line, 03030. That's the 5 Live number. No, that is our number. 03030 80 55 55.
Too many jobs. You're double job.
I have far too many jobs. I don't know where I am. JT, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I suppose, I mean, sometimes it's difficult to believe what you're listening to. The point that I would make is that there's nothing legal about any terrorist organisation, and that is what the UVF is. In addition to that, I mean, in relation to the flags, you cannot legally fly a flag from a lamppost as public property.
Yes, you can.
Under what stretch of the imagination? It's public property. It's effectively defacing public property.
The elephant legislation has a loophole in it that does not include flags. It's perfectly legal to fly flags from public lampposts.
entirely within the law. And to make another point about you, nobody's arguing that the paramilitary organisations are legal. Well, the point that's being made is the legal position is the commemorative flags are not in breach of the Terrorism Act. They are legal, and that's a legal factual position.
Why don't we ask the relevant department of government? Well, there is no government here, but why don't we ask the relevant department what their view is on the flying of flags and lampposts, rather than you stating what the law is in Northern Ireland,
well,
Mr. Bryson.
Go ahead.
John. I will go ahead. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I would like to ask Mr. Bryson a question here, if it's possible.
Yes.
Mr. Bryson, you have a history of running for elections in East Belfast in particular, and the piece...
Never ran for election in East Belfast in my life, but go ahead.
The people of East Belfast overwhelmingly turned you down. You stood as a manager for that lady, Patterson.
Well, let's get to the point. Let's get to the point.
Yeah. The fact that now you're a spokesman for a Quango organisation, and this organisation, you don't even prepare to name any of them who are on it. How do we take you serious?
Well, don't take me serious if you don't want. It's not me. It's East Belfast Community Initiative, so it's bizarre why you're coming on the phone to attack me personally. It's East Belfast Community Initiative. Publicly. But
you're part of that initiative, Jimmy, aren't you?
Well, here's the thing. It's not personally about me. So for some lunatic to come on the phone and start attacking me personally,
he's not a lunatic, is he? He's giving you his view, and you are part of that initiative, aren't you?
Yes. Well, yes, I am. I am part of the initiative, if people don't want to take this serious, don't take it serious. If people don't want to give it any credibility, don't give it any credibility.
I think, and John, I'll let you come in 1 second again, but I think, Jimmy, this is beyond what is happening in East Belfast in this particular initiative. I think what some of our callers are bringing up is that, you know, the questions around, you know, self-appointed people in Northern Ireland with no mandate whatsoever, no political mandate whatsoever, deciding that they are going to determine the protocols of what happens within a community in Northern Ireland. You know, who has given this initiative the authority? Who has appointed them? Where are the checks and balances? Where is the accountability? There is none. You won't even tell us who's in it.
Well, here's the thing. If people want to take that approach and take a negative view of something positive that has been agreed and some positive self-regulation to put parameters on the flying of flags, well, people can take that negative approach. But the fact of the matter is, the East Belfast Community Initiative have done something extremely positive to ensure that the flying of flags will be within the boundaries of the law. That's positive. Who can object to that? And the East Belfast Community Initiative is going to continue with this positive work no matter how many people try and turn it to a negative.
John, how would you reply to that?
I would reply, you know, I would look at it, perhaps it might be positive if they had a proper spokesperson speaking on their behalf. But this guy's a clown.
Well, what is there to gain from you both calling each other, you know, either a lunatic or a clown? Can we talk about the subject matter here, John, rather than the personal insults?
Okay, well, forget about what I've said there. What about the other callers? He's attacked every caller who has come on the radio to question him about this organisation. Everybody is attacking Jimmy, but Jimmy, you know, for whatever reason, he has no answer.
Brian's in Anderson's Town. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, flags, total nonsense. But if this group is going to do something with flags, all well and good. But why not take the initiative of this group and put on their list to say to the loyalist groups, we don't want you to sell drugs no more, no more extortion, no more money lending. Why not put that on their list, leave the flags at the bottom of the list? Why not come out and say something constructive to help their community instead of coming out with flags, the problem, which is a problem. But why not put on the list what's happening in the areas with loyalists, paramilitaries, selling drugs to kids and so forth? Why not come out with a statement and saying, we want you to go away, leave our people alone? Why not say that, Jimmy?
That would be a bit of a bizarre thing to put into a flag protocol, but...
Ah, for God's sake, answer the question. I said, would you not agree what I said about selling drugs to kids and so forth?
If you're talking about the loyalist organisation, per se, corporately, they have addressed that matter themselves.
No, but we're not, are we? What he's talking about is the East Belfast UVF, and you know that loyalism is fractured now, and you know that East Belfast UVF are out on their own.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No, I don't accept East Belfast UVF are not out on their own, and I reject any attempt to try and create that.
Stephen, he hasn't answered my
East Belfast, hold on a second. East Belfast UVF are, by the way, how do you know?
Well, I am entirely confident in saying that East Belfast UVF are not out on their own.
How do you know?
And anybody that tries...
You're close to the thinking, are you?
And anybody that tries to present that narrative is being malicious and is trying to create problems where there are none.
Sorry, I'm presenting that narrative, so I'm not being malicious. I'm suggesting senior sources, have told me that East Belfast UVF is certainly not united, and that there is a fracture in the UVF. Are you telling me that's untrue?
That is not my understanding of it. My understanding is that the East Belfast UVF are entirely in tune with the overall leadership of the movement. So I would be reasonably sure in saying that your senior sources are misdirecting you.
Why don't we...
For whatever reason.
Why don't we see if we can get Alison Morris on, who's the security correspondent for the Irish News, and see what her thinking is on it. George in the Shank. Good morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Before you start shouting, I mean, I think it would be helpful if we would stick to the point of this protocol being welcomed and should be welcomed. It seems they're down to the door, down to the door. Instead of trying to link in Jamie Brayson or anyone else out of that group, the UVF, stick to what that is. It's a good thing that we're
George,
going to
can I deal with that? Well, and then you can move on to the protocols.
Go ahead.
Right. And then I promise you can move on to the point about the protocols. The reason that we're talking about this initiative, East Belfast, whatever you call it, community initiative, is because it would just not be sensible journalism whatsoever to take as read that this group that has come from nowhere, it's now issuing protocols in Northern Ireland. It is absolutely my job to probe, who are they? Who appointed them? What's the checks and balances on them? Are there paramilitaries within them? It's absolutely right that this society does that, and that I ask those questions on behalf of the public.
Well, maybe we'll get asked the same questions of residence groups when these start popping up again when the marching season comes, but that's an argument for another day. My point is, you know, I listen to Jude there and I listen to other callers, and the rank hypocrisy from them and the Alliance Party, let me tell you, this last few months is oozing out of them. The anger in my community up here in the Shankill in particular, now I've tried to get this on the show a few times. It's mentioned, but it's been skirted around, and I've just took a photo of it and I'll tweak it. Still after months, at the entrance to the Royal Victoria Hospital, 6 foot tall IRA with a massive armalite above it on the lamppost. The same down at the corner of Northumberland Street. I've took a photo of that this morning. I'm going to tweet them to you. D Company flags flying, and not a word from any of the Alliance Party politicians, and not a word criticising it. And I heard Jude saying,
let's let our programme contact the Alliance Party and let's see what they say about that.
Yes, and contact them. And when you contact them, ask them why. Ask them why. Less than 24 hours they would have went up, when I know for a fact that a pensioner who served in the Navy called into the Alliance Party office on the Newton Ard Road, complained and was told to get back to him, and not a phone call even came back.
The Alliance Party are not the police. The Alliance Party
are not
in charge of policing flags in Northern Ireland.
With respect, here's my point. Instead of the story being last week about a group and a community taking the initiative and taking flags down that would have been deemed illegal, i.e. the black flag. Instead of that being the story, the flags were down, yet the story was still for 2 days of the flags going up. And we had Michael Long and others from the Alliance Party, but particularly Michael Long in the BBC studios, less than 24 hours complaining about it. And every time he was questioned on it, he skirted around and said, we would be objecting to all flags. But that's okay. I know they're going to come on and say they object to all flags and all paramilitary flags. My point is, they weren't on the radio less than 24 hours after these got up, despite being showed them photographs and
that's a specific complaint you're talking about. I don't have the
Jude
details.
Jude also says that people would be outraged, including him. Where has been the outrage from these men up? You know, my point is, These people are damned if they do and damned if they don't. You in particular, but other radio stations and other journalists have been calling for some sort of flag protocol in that area over there.
I haven't been, I don't have any right to call for anything. I am not running the country.
But you've been mentioning it, Stephen. You've been mentioning it. Now, it happens in the Shankill. It happens in Ballysillan where they go up at a certain time of the year and took down. So they do. Now East Belfast has took it on too, and that's not good enough. They took the flags down last week. They would have been deemed illegal. That's not good enough. The story's always negative instead of positive. That's my point. And there'd be unionists in my community and East Belfast yelling at the radio this morning. Why not concentrate on the positive instead of the negative?
And you're yelling back, George. And thank you for doing so. Jimmy Bryson, Jude Collins, thank you. We'll get the news at 9:36.